Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. So I'll get to the calls in a second. I want to ask a question I think a majority of fans can involve themselves in, and they both involve Ilitch-owned teams. And maybe I'm missing the mark. You're welcome to tell me. But I feel like the Iser plan and the Scott Harris plan are the same damn thing. Different colors, different packaging, maybe a different ribbon. But it's the same thing. And what I mean is this. There are no expectations. Steve did nothing at the deadline. Scott did nothing all offseason. And even yesterday, Scott Harris went out, Major League Baseball, MLB Network, and just said, no, there's no expectation. We haven't earned the right to expectations. All that was asked of him was, hey, division's wide open. A lot of people think a lot of your team is a team that can contend. And Scott Harris served you the poo-poo platter. And I started thinking about it. And realistically, both of these guys are operating with zero urgency. They are operating extremely conservative. They are selling you on something that I happen to believe is a complete fantasy in sports, which is long periods of competitive play. The sports are designed for that not to happen. And second of all, if I asked you, would you rather be good for 10 years and win nothing or 1 year and win everything? You know the answer. Guys, are you comfortable that the Tigers and Wings are seemingly being guided by no standards? There's no standard. That the Iser plan can just go into continuum. That if they don't make the playoffs this year, look, it doesn't matter what should be. The actuality won't be the same. There's no pressure. And for Scott Harris, let's think about this. We all want the same thing. We want to win this division, man. And they did nothing. They have a payroll $60 million below league average. And yet we're still watching the Zach McKinstrys of the world and the, you know, Ibanez's of the world. Like, I want to know as a fan, as you drive home today, do you believe the Tigers or Wings actually have expectations? Because it feels like, Rico, they're operating the same plan, which is we're going to do this. We're going to take our time. You're going to drink the sand, yep. Not because you want to, but because you don't know the difference.
That's all we're going to offer. We're going to lower the bar. Because if you go out there and say, we're competing, well, now you're putting yourself under the microscope. Now you're holding yourself accountable. So long as you keep kicking the can.
I can't with Kuiper's hair. You got to get him off the TV. Okay. I can't.
Okay.
You it's know a what? Christmas bulb. All right, go ahead.
So long as you kick the can down the road, you're not going to be accountable for anything because you're telling fans don't expect it. So here's the deal: if all of a sudden you start winning, you could say, "See, look, it came from nowhere." But it'll be that shock. It'll be the surprise. That's what they're hoping for. Because if they actually said, "We're trying to win the cup. We're trying to win the World Series," well, now fans are going to hold them to
that. Right, but it's not even what they say; it's what they don't do. Iserman did nothing at the deadline. Scott Harris did nothing in the offseason.
Because they're reinforcing the fact we're not that they're not trying, but we'll get to it when we get to it.
That's my slow point process. There's no timeline. There is no standard. And my issue with it is, while it is not Steve's fault that the Red Wings have been bad seemingly forever now, it is his problem. Scott Harris, it's the same thing. That, oh, well, Scott Harris is only his second year. It's 10 years into irrelevancy. And I think anytime you take a job, you have to understand what you're taking over. I don't think it's fair to just tell paying customers, the people who listen to this show, the people who go to these games, well, listen, guys, you know, the last 10 years, you're suffering. That's not their problem. No, it's distinctly your problem. If I hire a new CEO to take over a Fortune 500, you're inheriting those problems with immediacy of your predecessor. Your job is to, in an expedient manner, turn it around. Why would we view sports differently?
Yeah, you don't get to wipe the slate clean.
No.
Say, now we're going to start over. I had nothing to do with the losing.
And mind you, no one is saying the Tigers should win the World Series this year. No one is saying the Wings should win the Stanley Cup this year. I just view playoffs as that barometer to acceptability, meaning, look, Scott Harris, when he said in this interview with Chris Russo, we've got a good young player or a good veteran in every position. No, you don't. Can I introduce you to Harvey?
Yeah.
Like,
no, but I think it's why people love Dan Campbell and the Lions, because they came out. Now we're going to go out here and we're going to try and win. We're not waiting for down the line. We're trying to do it right now. And then they did something silly. They backed it up.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody's like, man, this guy can do whatever he wants,
and
because
look,
he's trying.
Even then, I don't think they've put the pedal down as hard as they could have. I had preference. I'm not mad. I think they've gotten better this offseason. I think they could have been more impactful.
Right.
But overall, they're doing their job. When you look at the Ilitch-owned properties, man, is it wrong for me to comp out Scott Harris to Iserman and Iserman to Harris? Because it feels the same.
No, it's like the Spider-Man meme.
I got all day.
I have
you
no
ain't
going
to tell me
top.
To hurry up.
Yeah.
I'm the smartest guy in the room, and my bosses don't have any pressure on me. So you're going to drink your 3-foot daiquiris.
So while you're waiting, go have a slice of pizza.
Right. Come on down and walk around the concrete slate that is the district.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me if, guys, if I'm off base, feel free. You can be like, Mike, here's why you're wrong. I'm not going to be mad. It doesn't mean I'm right. But, man, when I talk about these teams and we talk about some of the frustrations, and then we look at how the GMs operate, look at how Iserman operated. I'm not doing splashy. I'm getting depth. I'm going to get veterans, we're going to get the Compfers of the world, and we're going to build a balanced team. Look at Scott Harris. If I list off his moves, the Vierlings and the Matons and the McKinstrys and the Maedas, and none of these moves are impact moves. They're doing the same thing. And in essence, even though the money's money, they're kind of doing it on the cheap. I mean, the Wings were one of the only teams in the league, had about $10 million bucks of cap space at the deadline. That's a huge number in the NHL. Mm-hmm. The Tigers, there is no cap, but fine. Let's be realistic that the cap for this team probably would be league average. $164 million. You're at 104. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all the same.
Right, because you thought that the Tigers would spend, especially once Mickey's money came off. It's like, okay, now let's go and bring in a player that can help you win right now
or make a
and
trade.
Not 10 years ago.
Right. And again, it doesn't matter who I bring up, because when you get with the baseball nistas, it's not about anyone being a perfect player. It's about getting players that are better than what you have. So I just don't understand how we've entered this space. The Tiger offense looks every bit as bad as it was last year. Well, it probably should be, because they're relying upon almost exclusively young players. None of these veterans they brought in have any upside. Like, I'm sorry, if Mark Canha is your best hitter, you're effed. Mark Canha on a World Series team, that's a fourth outfielder. Mm-hmm. Sorry, he is. So I just, whether it's the wings, no bold moves, no stars, very conservative signings. Tigers, same thing. Dude, the Tigers didn't lift a finger to bring in bats or make a trade, like winter meetings. We couldn't go out. Like, I don't even want to say his name because people will poke holes in him. And I'm giving an example. Like, if you're asking me, would I rather have Alex Verdugo patrolling the outfield or Parker Meadows? Yeah, I think Verdugo's done more for longer and is a far better bat. And he is a good outfielder. Is he Parker Meadows good? Probably not, but I need help. So I want to know, is that a fair comp or...
Well, no, when you hear Scott Harris, his thing was, yeah, I got the young guys, and if they're young, to paraphrase, don't expect much. So we're not trying to win right now. We're going to let the young guys cook, as the kids would say.
I'm happy to do it. I just feel like you could have supported them with veterans, Rico. You could have supported them with better bats. And I have a hard time taking you seriously when you tell me you got a good veteran or good young guy at every position.
I have a hard time taking you seriously when you just told everybody, you know what, we're going to punt this season.
That's what it feels like.
So why should I? I mean, if I'm a Tiger, like, why would I be invested? Why would I care?
248-539-9797. If you think I'm off base, cool, man. It's not a hill I'm going to die on. I see the similarities. Doesn't mean I'm right. But it feels the same. I mean, hold on. Kenny, Steve Bott. Kenny, is it insane for me to link those two up?
I think throwing Steve Yzerman in there is a little bit different, because he didn't openly come out and say, I'm not trying. He actually, reports are behind the scenes, he's burning right now.
Oh, there's no question. I'm saying he didn't do anything at the deadline.
He didn't do anything at the deadline. I don't know that I would have either, because you would have spent a bunch of capital to, what, get bounced in the second round, maybe?
Yeah, but again, Kenny, making it depend. Okay, I agree with you. There were no transformational players available. We agree on that.
Yeah,
but isn't there an importance in year five to make the playoffs?
There is, and this offseason is going to tell me a heck of a lot about what you're saying right now.
Okay,
because he needs to. Like last offseason, he needed to bring in DeBrinket. He did that. We were all happy. Now, granted, it didn't. It's not going so very well right now.
Last 19 games have been atrocious.
Right, but same thing applies this offseason, except take it a step higher. He needs to make a big splash.
Okay. I guess for me, it's like pressure doesn't have to be a bad thing.
It doesn't.
You know, the phrase pressure is a privilege. It is. If you're doing important work in this life, there has to be pressure attached to it. So I view it as, if you are the president of baseball ops or the president of a hockey team, the pressure is a privilege. Otherwise, it means you're working for some Mickey Mouse rat bait franchise. Like, I view it, man, if I took over the Detroit Tigers, I would be keenly aware of a 40-year title drought. And I'd be keenly aware of what the fan base is feeling. Now, that doesn't mean I go PlayStation 5 on this puppy and go nuts. But there's no way in year two, playing in this ass division, that would have been my offseason.
See, and that's where the thing, and I get where Kenny's saying, because, yes, Stevie did make moves in the offseason. But when it comes to the expectations, that comes from the top. If your owner is saying you make the playoffs this year, then maybe he makes a move at the deadline.
Right. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any pressure on anything. And you know it's bad when the biggest acquisition by either team was a play-by-play guy. That's a problem.
Yeah, and then you look on the other side, the other team, the Tigers, and it just upsets me as a fan when JD signs for $12.5 million. And it's like,
well, why can we do this?
Exactly.
They value their flexibility at DH, you dummy. That's tongue-in-cheek, but that's their actual answer. Okay.
go enjoy a slice of pizza.
248-539-9797. Would love to talk to you guys about it. We'll do it next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.